Welcome back to the Ryer on YouTube channel. It is a Sunday afternoon. It is second watch, this time on the heels of the Alabama Crimson Tide's 34-24 win over the Oklahoma Sooners Friday night at Owen Field in Norman, Oklahoma. Alabama becomes the first road team to win an opening round matchup in the CFP. Of course, we would see Miami become the second on Saturday with that grinder, that defensive masterpiece, 10-3. The Hurricanes advance to take on the Ohio State Buckeyes. Some Big Ten competition awaits the Crimson Tide as well, as it will be Kurt Cignetti, the former Saban-era assistant, and his IU Hoosiers who will take on Alabama in Pasadena, another Rose Bowl for the Alabama Crimson Tide. About 100 years worth, right? The Rose Bowls for UA football. And we're going to get right into the action from last Friday night, as we like to say here on Second Watch. Less of me, more of the action on the screen. We'll go ahead and pull up the package there from Alabama OU. We will very much reduce me down. How about that? Even more? How about this? We'll get that banner off there, and we'll be able to take in more of the football here. And we'll get things started in the opening quarter with OU possessing the football, taking the opening kickoff, and finding itself in a 3rd and 6. Alabama defensively in that 5 defensive back look. That's Damani Jackson at corner to go along with Xavier Brown. You got Red Morgan in there at the Husky, and your safeties, of course, Keon Sab and Bray Hubbard. Number 18, right down here on the bottom side of the safety look there with the duo. John Mateer for Oklahoma in the gun. Going to motion his top playmaker, or one of them anyway. It was really Deion Burks in this game for OU that proved problematic for the Alabama defense. But Satania motions into the boundary here on a 3rd and 8. Alabama going to play some zone coverage here. And really has it played well. You saw Deontay Lawson early in the play. And really work to get out into this flat to the right of the progression for John Mateer. Pass rush, 4-man, not really much in the way of pressure. Tim Keenan right there getting a little bit late, but Mateer is on time and certainly looking more from a passing aspect like the guy we saw early in the season. The time off, the time in general has obviously helped him where that thumb was concerned. And that's a pretty good dart there. 3-quarter motion against zone coverage. But Burks is really the story here. This is a hell of a catch over on the OU sideline. And you'll see it right there. Able to make a diving grab, get that left wrist and I guess left knee down in bounds and finish the catch. So it's a 3rd down conversion for OU. OU would convert 7 of 18 in the game, which is about its average for the season. And then it gets right into a 1st and 10 run game where at the snap, just based on alignment, Oklahoma was in really good shape here because Alabama's in a 3-man front. James Smith is sort of the boundary edge here. He takes an inside move, inside technique at the snap. So the right tackle for Oklahoma is thinking, I'm going to have to initially maybe double this guy or deal with this guy. He's able to quickly move on to his next blocks, as is your tight end right here on that right tackle's hip, as we'll see. Smith inside, he's accounted for. And now this right tackle's going to peel out and be able to help against Deontay Lawson, who is overlapping from one of those inside linebacker positions. You know, you got your other linebacker, Yonzi Pierre, who's lined up more in the middle of the field here pre-snap. The center's able to get to him. So it takes Justin Jefferson really getting over the top from the other side to provide any semblance of resistance on this 7-8 yard run. That didn't really feature a lot of contact until the very end there. So Oklahoma in some pretty favorable positions in terms of the sticks right here on 3rd and 2. Keon Keeley in the game for Alabama early. This was a game you figured be played more in space and without LT Overton. know, you could get more snaps out of a variety of guys. Although right here, you know, this is more of a sort of wolf technique, I would say. And you got Quay Rousseau in there too. So this is, you know, four inside linebackers right here, or four linebackers you got on the field together right here. And this is going to be quarterback counter. Now, one way to sort of combat zone coverage and things like that early is with a run game, especially if you get the extra blocker involved, maybe more just split zone with Mateer on this third and two. See here, Oklahoma doing a pretty good job up front. Center gets a nice block on Tim Keenan, creates enough space, and Mateer runs hard, runs with conviction, not afraid to go get it between the tackles. And he does it right there. And these quarterback runs set up something that we'll see coming up a little bit later here in the first half. But Alabama ultimately gets a stop. So it's the Alabama offense out there. Daniel Hill in the game at the running back position on a second and nine. It's 11 personnel. Caleb Edwards in there on the hip of Caden Proctor on the left side of the formation. And get a motion Hill back into the backfield. Ty taken by surprise a little bit by the snap with about seven on the play clock. This is RPO action. And I thought we saw Ty go this way with it more than we had seen of him of late. And so he's going to pull it right here. Like, you had maybe some decent opportunity with the run game, but he comes out quick to Isaiah Horton, who makes the safe grab. It's just a 3-yard pickup, but at least puts Alabama in a situation at third and five where, you know, you can still employ some quick game concepts if you want to try to convert this thing. Hill in the backfield once again. Field is pretty much spread otherwise. You got Josh Cuevas in the game down here at the bottom of the screen on this third and five. You've got Isaiah Horton in that slot, and that's Guillory manning him up. This is pretty much press on third and five in both slots to the bottom and the top. Horton going to work to the sticks. This is a really good ball from Ty on third and five, and this is another drop for the Alabama receivers. You got to catch that if you're Isaiah Horton. And to his credit, like some other guys, as we got into the second quarter and beyond, really started to step up and make some big plays for this Alabama passing attack. So Alabama in a game of punt. And going into this game, you really didn't want to be there because, you know, the history of it told us that that was a real advantage for OU. And OU certainly would love to play the field position game. And so early on, OU, because of even just a couple of first downs, is able to establish that advantage in field position, because Blake Dowd ended up doing an okay job in this game, but he's not J.K. Scott. You know, you're not going to flip the field, and especially when you're dealing with weather conditions like there were in Norman on Friday night. It's going to be tough even for a J.K. Scott, but as a result, you see OU with really nice field position to start this second possession. Some play action here. You'll see Yonzi Pierre there on the hash mark in the middle of the screen. Kind of feels like on second and eight, maybe he's spying a little bit. Maybe he's going to take this back when he releases, but he's ultimately going to offer up a little bit of a half-hearted pass rush attempt that is easily accounted for. And against these deep safeties, this is what's going to be there. Or this deep coverage. You know, Alabama will roll to cover two with a corner on one side and a safety on the other. You see Damani Jackson there with the depth. Bray Hubbard doing the same thing. Sab came up, wasn't in a bad position, but this is a really nice ball. Mateer was on it early, you know, on script, in rhythm. You'll see it right here. Yonzi, is he spying? Is he taking 18? And he comes on. You see Satania right here in the middle of the field. He's occupying a couple of guys. Nakai Hill Green, running with him a little bit. This looks like cover three, actually, back here. And so when Satania attacks this sort of post in the middle of the field, that's going to help clear this out. And then protection. Now, OU was able to get it blocked early. And until Alabama forced Metier to hold the ball for even a count, pass rush wasn't going to get there. This is exactly what he wanted in the middle of the field. Sab makes the tackle, but it's an explosive for OU on its second possession of the game. OU now from the Alabama 36. It is a second and 10. Here's quarterback counter. Pull that right guard, bring that move player, that off the ball tight end. You'll see 18 right here. Gets a pretty good block. Nakai takes it on. Justin Hill out here. I think this is Justin Hill. Maybe that's Red Morgan. Yeah. Red gets a little wide there on his approach up the field, creates even more space. You'll see Damani Jackson here. I mean, that's a tough place to be. You lose leverage on the quarterback run. And then Sab does a pretty good job of limiting it to that. Overlapping and not allowing it to become something more than it already is. Four-man pass rush for Alabama on a third and 10. This is a nice play design from Ben Arbuckle and the OU offensive staff. You'll see it right here. You got a tight end early on Keon Keeley. And then this is Xavier Robinson, the back. Just a little bit of a delay. Yep. You see more and more of this stuff in passing game where you'll see backs or receivers that kind of attack these little inside gaps right here. Something else you had from Alabama too, and you see Nakai Hill-Green over here on about, he's at the yellow line at about the 15, running out of there early to get to their respective zones. Sab's coming up in the box. Here's Damani again, coming up empty on a tackle attempt. Get a little bit of a hip check there on Bray Hubbard. And Robinson nearly scores on this thing. On a third and 10, a little bit of a delay to a back. And you can see Robinson hitting 100%. He's playing with that brace. So here comes Metier again on the quarterback run. Move tight end comes across. This is Deontay kind of filling that B gap over here to what looks like the play side. You get Nakai Hill-Green over there too, though. And then you got this pretty well blocked up in the middle if you're OU. You see Deontay right here, but you see Nakai Hill-Green kind of in the same gap. And you're accounted for in here. Or Jordan Renaud right here to cut backside. Yeah. And then when Bray Hubbard steps up to fill in there, and Renaud is getting washed out of the play, now you got space. Xavien Brown with a lot of urgency at this point. This is a nice play by Metier again. You don't see many quarterbacks do that to corners, but John Metier does it there, and it is 7-0 Oklahoma with 5:29 left in the first quarter. Metier, red zone, quarterback runs, and it also helps set up. You can see right there, good job on Tim Keenan. This is Renaud right here with 54 taking care of him. Ground level. Xavien's got to really be aggressive at that point. Sab tries to punch it out, but it's not going to happen. And Metier is into the end zone. Here's your kickoff. I think this was pretty much predetermined to bring this out. Try to get a spark, try to get a lift from something, not just because of how this game has started, but the carryover from the Georgia game. And it also tells you, this staff thinks, hey, anytime Lottie Brooks touches it, we might take a shot with it. But OU does a really good job here. And OU, like Alabama, or at least how Alabama has been in the past, they're not afraid to put top line guys on these units. 38, that's a starting linebacker, I think, for OU. And they absolutely blow up the return. So Alabama now, we talked about the field position issue. Here it is again, first and 10 from their own 14-yard line. Quavis flexed out down here. And you'll see Ryan Williams, he's lined up in the backfield. And Alabama wants to get him involved right here. See how they're trying to get Carroll out there, Formby out there on the screen. Marvin Jones Jr., though, does a really good job of kind of sniffing this out, or maybe this was the concept OU was playing. Look how they got that thing defended already. So Ty already knows he's got to come back. And sort of a split screen, because you got Dewberry, Brailsford, see them trying to get out to this left flat? So Ty's thinking maybe either by design, this was always coming back here, and this was the bait, you know, to line Ryan up in the backfield and run him out to that flat as if to say, hey, here he is, and then come back into the boundary and try to get it to Bernard with these linemen coming. But boy, Kip Lewis is very sudden. You don't even get a chance to get it back there, and it's blown up. Thought field position was a problem before this snap. You'll see it again right here. See Williams? He'll hit the flat. You can see Dewberry releasing, but you got to get something on 10 here. You know, Proctor was working someone a little more inside, but if you're going to give yourself time to get back to Bernard, you know, you got to get something on that guy, and they don't, and he gets a little something on Ty. So now you're looking at a third and 10 back to the 14-yard line. Ty from the gun. OU is bringing four, but now they got a free runner on a twist. Jones Jr. goes inside. 38's running free. Ty wanted to work something over here to the left. You can see Josh Quavis. He's pretty much plastered up. So now Ty's just got to tuck it, protect it, and get it out of there. And he does, but it's incomplete, and it's going to be another Alabama punt from deep in its own end. The resulting field position for OU, quite good, I would say. Sooners first and 10 from the Alabama 35. You know, you've run Mateer, you've run more of the interior run game. Now you're going to get your speed back involved here. Alabama, once again, with those sort of soft edges, it looked like Keeley on even first and 10 at the snap was sort of getting to the flat as a pass defender and giving depth. Well, you know, OU is fine with that. He does a pretty good job of actually getting back into the play. Jefferson with the force, and you're able to get it limited to 5 or 6 yards. End up, though, in a great spot with a third and 18, or so you think. Third and 18 for OU from the Alabama 43 late in the first quarter. Alabama mugged up in the gap, showing pressure. Still going to bring it. And so with that, you're going to get a quick game. Watch Red Morgan blow this up. I mean, he brings the outside foot and the outside shoulder, which is great initially. Look at this right here. And if you stop it right here and look at it, and then you think OU's going to end up getting enough out of this to attempt a 51-yard field goal. Wouldn't have thought it, right? Morgan almost blows it up too well. But Jefferson, really working hard to the flat, gets out over his skis a little bit. You miss another tackle here. Missed tackle's a problem. Angles, tackling, you name it, issues early in the game. Tate Sindel, the Lou Groza Award winner now because of just enough on that third and 18. He gets another attempt from 50 plus, 7 of 7 before this one. Now he's 8 of 8 on 50 and 50 or more in 2025. The Lou Groza Award winner drills it, and it's 10-0 OU. OU back with the football now. Early in the second quarter. 118 yards, as you can see there, in total offense for OU already. Mateer wants to work quick, but this is, you know, again, you do a pretty good job of making him come off his primary guy, Deshaun Jones, in the game now. I think Kane Womack had seen enough of some of the issues that his defense was having on the back end. There you see Zay Mincy in the game at safety. So a couple of new faces in there. Deshaun Jones ended up playing a really good football game. We'll see him in the fourth quarter make a pretty big tackle. Third and 8 for Oklahoma from its own 39. Mateer from the gun. Alabama again, pre-snap, showing some pressure, but going to get out of it and into a three-man pass rush with Justin Hill settling in as sort of a spy here. Three-man pass rush, you still let Mateer get out to his arm side. Xavier Brown tries to come up and pressure a throw, but again, a hell of a catch by Deion Burks over on the sideline. Stop me if you've heard that one before. We saw it in the first quarter early. Now you're seeing it in the second quarter. Watch this. It's tough when you let Mateer out to his arm side, and he's very comfortable with that. But that's, again, was it clearly a catch? I don't know. See it again right here. Yeah. And it's one of those things where what it's called on the field, I think you're going to get. Although you might have seen some even dust from his shoe dragging right there. Hell of a catch by Deion Burks. So the Sooners on the move again with a first and 10 from the Alabama 46. One back, a tight end, three wide receivers for OU. Going to motion Robinson out here to the field. You know, toss it, fake that toss, try to influence Alabama a little bit. You're seeing it right here with Deshaun Jones, and then you want to release this tight end. Jones does a pretty good job, though, of playing a couple of guys. Enough, anyway, to get Mateer off of it. But again, time to throw the football. And that helps create seams and holes on the back end. You see it right here again with Burks. And that's another chunk throw and another first down for OU. Third and 5 now for OU. Four-man pass rush for Alabama. Edrick Hill trying to get some pressure inside. Yeah, not really able to do it with the pass rush. And there is, you know, a guy that he's very comfortable with, Mateer, right in the middle of the field. Middle of the field money for OU was a real thing for about 17 or 18 minutes in this game. And even later in the game, we'll see it again. So now you've scored with Mateer on the quarterback counter down here, or the quarterback split zone. And so first and goal from the Alabama 7. And Alabama, again, showing pressure, mugged up in the A-gaps. And there are guys coming this time, or at least to the extent that, look, you're not just going to gash us with the quarterback run. And so OU, wisely enough, with the success it has had, gives you a look of quarterback run. Mateer takes a step up. And when he takes a step up, so does Red Morgan. And even though this is Isaiah Satania, along with Burks, one of Mateer's very favorite targets in this offense, you know, eyes in the backfield, you get caught. And behind you is a wide open Satania for a touchdown. And now a 17-0 OU lead. with nearly 11 minutes left in the second quarter. That was about the only good news for Alabama at this point. You'll see it again here. Yeah, kind of show that split zone quarterback run. Red's looking at it too. And just a little double move. Wide open to Satania for the touchdown. So the positive for Alabama at this point is that there's still 10 minutes left in the second quarter. I think some Alabama fans at that point would have said, yeah, that's a negative too, because how bad can this thing get if there's only 10 minutes left? If there's 10 minutes left and all this time left in the football game. So Alabama now, 3rd and 5. And this is as big of a third down conversion as Alabama will have all season. You see the trips to the field with Lottie Brooks inside. Jeremy Bernard going to start out to the outside. He's going to stay out there too. And so Ty at this point kind of knows he's got man coverage with Lottie Brooks. And OU, like these other teams of late, they're going to take away middle of the field, man. You can kind of see them right here. So it was going to have to be corner routes, outside the numbers. And this is really, I want to say, same play that he ends up scoring on, just about, maybe not formationally the exact same, but sort of a slot fade, just running a corner against man coverage. Not the best ball from Ty, but Brooks does his job. You convert that 3rd and 10. So now you got a 2nd and 10 from the OU 41. This is a 4-man pass rush for OU. Initially, you're in good shape. You can see Ty, even underneath here, has jam crossing, but he kind of gets that defender right there in conflict, and he's able to work Quavis behind it against that depth of the safeties here. And hello, Josh Quavis. How good was that to see? The tight end, a factor once again in the middle of the field and able to be aggressive with it. So now you're inside the red zone on a 3rd and 6 for the Alabama offense. Alabama converted just 2 of 12 third downs in this game. This is a 5-man pressure coming from OU. I think Ty probably ditched a little bit early here. I mean, it was still kind of forming, I would say, from a pass protection standpoint. But he probably also realized he had 5 blocking 5. So I don't know how much trust he had in that. He gets out here to his arm side and able to get something to Jeremy Bernard. It's just a 3 or 4 yard pickup. But you know, at this point, Kalen DeBoer is going on 4th down. This is a sort of bunch formation that we've seen from Alabama that they like down here. Formationally, it's kind of like what they did, except, you know, the backs out there with Daniel Hill to the 4th down touchdown at Auburn. Watch Josh Quavis on this too. Oh, he's rushing 4. Here comes a guy late. But you can see Lottie just kind of sit it down there at about the 8. Quavis to the corner. I mean, it's after the fact and who knows, but I think that's a touchdown. See Quavis? But yeah, you go ahead and take the sure thing there with Lottie Brooks, and you're thinking, well, we converted this, but watch Brooks, man. This is straight up competing. Because Bowens is the real deal as a safety. He runs through 3 guys. 2 of them with the same last name. Gives you a little half twist going into the end zone. How about Lottie Brooks? Not just converting the 4th down, but getting into the end zone. See it right here. That's where the spot is. Boy, that ball just avoids being tipped. You can see also Quavis to the corner here. But it works out. Lottie Brooks. Lottie Dottie. He likes to potty in the end zone. with a little half twist there. And Alabama now with a breath of life. But OU comes right back out on first and 10 with 6:52 left in the first quarter. Alabama's got a lot of guys in here on this first down. What? Seven kind of between tackles almost. OU's got exactly what it wants in the quick game out here to the guy it wants it to. This is just throw and catch. Now you're late getting out here to the perimeter after mugging it up. Satania does a good job blocking. Jackson gets blocked out here. And this is an easy explosive on first and 10. Playing some off coverage still, playing that zone. Third and 3 for OU out near the Alabama 47. Mateer from the gun. Here comes Keon Saab late. Right there in the OU. You'll see him. Justin Hill gets that tackle looking inside. And boy, this is as easy as it gets. Now, Mateer's not an easy guy to sack. I get it. But boy, Nakai Hill-Green doing a good job here in coverage on the far left side of the screen on that mesh. Saab misses on the sack attempt. And now you got Mateer running free. He's got a lot of green down here on third and 3, doesn't he? I know OU fans are bemoaning this in the last 48 hours or so because he can easily pick up the first with his legs, but he does what he's coached to do. He keeps his eyes up, you know, looks for an opportunity, and he's got one. He's got a guy open, you know? But fortunately for Alabama, it's not a wide receiver. It's a running back. And so sometimes, even though a guy's open, he's not really open. You know, if that's Deion Burks, that's open. If that's Isaiah Satania, that's open. But in most cases, if it's a running back, that's not as open as it would be for one of those aforementioned guys. So Alabama now, with some good fortune, going to force a OU punt. And more good fortune on the way here. We talk special teams a lot going into this game, how Alabama just needed to be even. Well, this helped them win special teams on Friday night. Inexplicably, you get a muffed punt attempt from OU. What about Tim Keenan right there for the block? I've been asked a lot since this game, how does this happen with a punter? And I don't know. He just botched it. Now, I will say this. You'll see it here on the replay. You got so many of these punters now, especially the Australian influence with the rugby guys and the Australian rules and all that. The drops now, you can see right there, he's already losing it. And some of these guys, it doesn't feel like they drop it as much as they toss it out there and kick it. And they drop it nose down. So the ball's already, in a lot of instances, pointed to the ground. The traditional, well, that's a tough kick for Tim Keenan right there, isn't it? Oof. But he still makes the block. But a lot of these guys, they drop the ball nose down. You know, the traditional punters, it was sort of that flat drop, and it was literally a drop. Either way, that's a huge moment for Alabama in this game. Under center. My favorite, with Quavis in front of Jam Miller here. This is 12 personnel. Now, if you talk about it in terms of alignment, you could say it's 21 because Quavis is lined up in the backfield with Jam Miller. Have I told you how much I love first down play action, by the way, from under center? I love it. Ty working the play action against a four-man rush. Here comes Kip Lewis late, but on time. And now you've worked kind of the outer edges a little bit, and you're able to get some matchups on the inside with Isaiah Horton there on that crossing route. Hadn't seen as many of those lately. It's been middle of the field has been closed. So first and 10 for Alabama in the red zone. Ty wants to work it out to that left flat. You can see 34 is dropping. You can see you got the underneath coverage too. Corner to the top with his eyes in the backfield. So that's not something Ty wants. See him pat it one time because of the coverage out there. And also on this pass rush, maybe I need to run this back just a little bit. We'll see it again. You'll see this backer out here. He's initially head up on Quavis. But this is the kind of stuff Venables does so well. It's a simulated pressure. I mean, there's still only four guys coming. But you'll see Michael Carroll and Formby on the right side. Formby sees this guy take the inside move, so he goes down. And Carroll, I think by his rules, is probably not entirely wrong here. But really, Jones is more of the threat right here than this late arriving linebacker. So when he goes down on the linebacker, now Jones is just free to the quarterback. And give Ty Simpson some credit on these four sacks he took in this game. Ball didn't come out, took care of the football. And here is Connor Talty. From 35 yards out, right hash. Had this kind of kick against OU in November, just from the other hash. Didn't go so well late in that second quarter. Late in this second quarter in Norman. A game not played at Bryant-Denny Stadium. If you follow us, you hear us here on Ryder on YouTube, we know, you know, that we talked about, hey, kicking anywhere but Bryant-Denny might be the best thing for Connor Talty. Good snap, good spot. Boy, that looks good. This end zone angle, it makes everything look like the kick is a line drive. I don't think that had like towering height on it, but splits the sticks. Connor Talty. And now it's a 17-10 game, just a one-score game with an even 2 minutes to go here. So Mateer from the gun. Looking out here to the field. Alabama bringing the four-man pass rush, running those twists. Faga, Renaud. Really clean pocket here. Middle of the field. You know, in front of that cover two, cover three. And it's another chunk for OU. Maybe to the detriment of OU. Because now you're really feeling yourself. You're on the move. You're going to go down before the half. We're going to stay aggressive. This kind of felt like Jalen Milrow coming up. This is a pressure, too, where you bring Justin Jefferson off of a game with Quay Rousseau, and you're able to make Mateer pull the ball down. Kind of wants to work this, I think, late in the middle of the field, but he's not able to, and the pressure ends up getting there for a negative play for the OU offense. So here we go, second and 13 for OU. Alabama showing some pressure early. Mateer thinks he's got, I guess he thought he had man, but Zabian's playing off there at the snap. And just sort of trap it right here with Brown sitting in the flat. It's an interception, and watch Zabian Brown. This is huge because you don't have to play offense against that defense when he does that right there. Kind of half jokingly, I've said Zabian Brown leads Alabama in yards after catch. He might. It's a 50-yard interception return for a touchdown for Zabian Brown. Put some bait out there. You can see the receiver looks like he's making the adjustment to the coverage. But Mateer obviously thinking he's got one thing when he's got another, and the receiver just keeps running. That's as easy as it'll get for Zabian Brown, but give him all the credit in the world again for that return. So what do you know? 17-17 at halftime. And Alabama's getting the football coming out. And coming out, you're going to have some under center work for Ty Simpson. Play action off of an outside zone look. Here comes the backer. Got to get that head around quick against this OU defense when you run this sort of play action. Ty does. It's a pretty good play call because you hit Oklahoma from where they were really coming from with the quick game. A little bit of a screen action to Jeremy right there. Ryan Williams out in front. And Jeremy gives you some yards after the catch before the ball comes out due to the impact with the ground. So stays with Alabama here. Third and 11 now for the Crimson Tide from its own 36. Here comes R. Mason Thomas for OU against Caden Proctor. Michael Carroll doing a pretty good job against Kip Lewis. This is straight up six-man pressure, and give Alabama's protection some credit here. Thomas wasn't especially effective. I think he played a role in one of those sacks that we'll see for OU. This is good enough from Caden Proctor. But when you get on my boy Jam Miller, just watch this pickup right here on third and 11. I mean, that's six-man against six-man protection. Six-man pass rush, six-man protection. Jam does a great job. Is able to get this ball out. There's Ryan Williams. Now, you could say maybe in terms of ball placement, that ball could be a little bit more to the outside, but again, that's another very catchable ball. As much as anything on that, the hand placement of Ryan Williams just didn't seem right. I mean, that's one of those where that both thumbs have to be down and you have to go get it with your hands. And you can't sort of one down, one up that on that sort of throw. You got to have two thumbs down and be strong with the football. He isn't. Alabama has to punt. And so the Sooners in a tie game with a third and six from their own 29. Little twist inside here with London Simmons. Pretty good power rush from the bottom with Quay Rousseau. And this is kind of where you start seeing Mateer not as certain after that interception. I think it's safe to say it impacted his mindset for an extended stretch after that. And understandably so. He wants to work the middle of the field here to Satania. Kind of one of those things that once that shallow crosser gets to a certain area on the field beyond the quarterback, once he crosses the quarterback, now you got Nakai Hill Green in a good spot right there. That's Hospital City. Not going to complete a lot of those. So Alabama gets the third down stop and now is set up with a second and 10 from the OU 30-yard line. You got Lottie Brooks in here in this slot. Four-man pass rush. Now watch this safety right here. Middle of the field, middle of the field, middle of the field. But you're going to end up with man coverage on that corner route. And again, this was pretty much like the third down conversion on the initial touchdown drive. Same type of deal. You get Lottie Brooks on one of these guys, man-to-man, you should win it. Really nice ball from Ty Simpson. And it didn't require a three Mississippi pass protection. You know, that's good identification too, knowing what you've got pre-snap right there. Good protection, Gino Vandermark in the game at left guard. But you weren't going to have to protect him for three Mississippi. That's about a two Mississippi. Ball's out. Nice adjustment from Brooks. Finishes the play. And amazingly, Alabama now with a 7-point lead with 11:21 left in the third quarter. OU back with it from its own 25, first and 10. This is RPO off of a counter look. Metier wants to hold it. Alabama's in run defense mode on this first and 10. They're anticipating run. Look at the safety up in here, Keon Sab. They're anticipating run game. But once Keon Keeley realizes, hey, this isn't run, he goes and gets the quarterback. Closes up nicely on John Metier for the sack. All the momentum now for Alabama. And Keon Keeley, I've said it before, kind of like Yonsei Pierre in terms of his development. These guys come in 4 or 5 stars. It doesn't mean it's going to happen the first year. Chris Braswell was the same kind of guy. And so now you got OU behind the sticks on a 2nd and 15. It's a 4-man pass rush for Alabama. And speaking of Pierre, all right, just enough hesitation from Metier on the back end. Probably should come down here to the back. He's got really one of his very favorite targets sitting right here too. But when you put quarterbacks like Metier behind the sticks, they don't want checkdowns. They want to go get it right now. They want to eat the elephant in one bite. And that's what helps you get home like you did right there. Another sack, back-to-back sacks for the Crimson Tide there. And now they've got the football out near midfield on a 3rd and 2. That's that sort of bunch concept up there at the top. See that? And that's where Ty wants to go. It looks basically, yeah, it's basically the same concept Alabama ran on the 4th and 2 for the touchdown. But see how OU now comes up and aggressively takes Brooks away in that hole? And then you've got the tight end. Probably going to run that corner again. Yeah, I think that may be Caleb Edwards. But it's covered up this time. And now Ty is going to move out to his arm side. And boy, this was spoken into existence, I think, from last week. I don't know if Jeremy talked about it post-game, but that looked like the lights thing that he talked about. I didn't like a lot of the talk last week. Not a lot of the talk, but one of the things I didn't like was hearing Jeremy talk about the damn lights at this place. It just felt like, I don't know. I didn't even like hearing about it. But he's not able to come up with that one. Fortunately for Alabama, you got a hold on the play. And we'll watch it. I think we'll see it again here on the replay. Early in the play, I'm not sure what type of release Ryan Williams was trying to take because he switched it about twice, but it was press and he didn't really get off. But he did do something nice when Simpson extended and he tried to whip out of this and get back to the sideline. And you'll see it right here. I don't know if he was trying to block or what, but especially on that side of the field to get that call. Well, you'll see it right here. See him? Yeah. I mean, that's a hold. Clear as day on Guillory. And you get the call. So you negate the drop in some ways for Bernard there. Caden Proctor against R. Mason Thomas here, right here on the O in pass protection. 3-man pass rush on 3rd and 5. You see Jeremy Bernard at about the 37, sitting it down, but you get enough of a gap. It was sort of an overload look to that one side. And I think Taylor Wine, 44, was supposed to be in sort of spy mode, which is a tough ask. He's a good athlete, don't get me wrong, but he's not Kip Lewis. Ty, good recognition. Also good from Jam Miller right here at about the 22 that he doesn't hold. Lets him go. You see some guys on the OU sideline pointing at it. They're screaming for the hold there because it happens a lot. But you end up bogging down there on a 4th and 6. And so here comes Connor Talty. We're just going to start calling Connor Talty Road Game Groza. That's what I'm going to call him from now on. I mean, just drills this from 40. Pretty as you please. Can't kick it any better than that. Road Game Groza. Just got to get him away from Brian Denny, man. So now it's a 2-score edge for Alabama. You get Mateer off that first guy. Has to pull it down. Jordan Renaud just about tackled there. But Mateer able to get outside of the pressure. And this is what it was going to resort to when it came down to it. If he could, he was going to lean more on his legs if he could do it. Here you come. This is more quarterback power than it is counter because you pull the left guard around. Justin Hill tries to set an edge. Not bad for an outside linebacker against a guard. Tim Keenan, you can see him getting doubled. He does a nice job right there. Stuffs that. Another nice game for 96. But it's right at the sticks. And the refs nowadays, they don't waste any time. See them? Let's go. First down. So now you're in a 3rd and 2 for Oklahoma. Satania motioning across the formation to the field. Play action. You got this thing from the snap. You are in great shape defensively. Good job by Pierre. Doesn't totally take the run fake. You've got Bray Hubbard up in here. I'm going to stop it right here. And you got to think, even on 3rd and 2, this is going to be a tough conversion for OU. But Mateer to his arm side, man. He's comfortable. Hits his back out here in the flat. Able to convert it on a 3rd and 2. When you had it played and you had it schemed up and called pretty well on that. I guess Hubbard, you didn't need both guys on the quarterback there. You know, if Pierre's your containment guy there, your contain guy on that. You didn't really need Hubbard up in there too. Maybe you could have had him sit in the flat, but Mateer gets it done on the 3rd and short. Early 4th quarter now. 1st and 10 for OU. Alabama again going to play some zone coverage here. 4-man pass rush. See it right here. I mean, 6, you can dump it down here. You check it down here. It's probably 8 yards every time. Because Alabama's getting serious depth in this zone. But what Oklahoma is doing is protecting. I mean, you got an interior rusher on the ground. The edge guys are a non-factor. London Simmons is very much accounted for. And so Mateer's able to come all the way back to the field to his favorite guy. And Deontay Lawson was sitting on this, man. See that? He had depth. I think he was anticipating it. But Mateer ripped this thing. And now after the catch, because Satania had run down the middle of the field, he occupied both of your deep players. You know, Damani Jackson was back there. But to this side of the field, you had Keon Sabb. Burks after the catch. Damani tries to get there, but it's too late. And it's a field goal game now after the touchdown pass from John Mateer to Deion Burks, 37 yards. We'll see it again here. Kalen's like, what the hell do we got to do? You can see this. I mean, Deontay's in good shape right here. This is just a heck of a throw. And this is Satania down here, deep down the middle. Sabb over here on the left is going to, you know, he's already starting to go that way because you can't give up the post to their most explosive player. So after the catch, you know, you can see which direction Burks is going. You can see what Sab's at down there about the 2. He's not getting there. You see Deontay, man, he's looking at it. He knows. I think Jefferson was okay in terms of assignment. Heck of a throw. And then after the catch, Burks gets it done. You'll see it again. He wants to work it left, but he has the time. That's what it all comes back to, too, the time to do that. And if you're Alabama, that was probably one of the major goals, is to make him do what he just did, you know? So now it's a three-point game here. You look at the coverage for OU. Getting aggressive, man. Still 14 minutes left in the game, but OU playing this sort of look as if a big-time run situation on second and nine, and they're going to leave Bowens out here with Isaiah Horton in man coverage. OU fans don't like this one either. Watch Jam Miller right here on Kip Lewis. Wop. I mean, that's what you got to do, man. That's a bad dude. You got Jaden Roberts in there at right guard. But Simpson knows what he's got on the outside, and he takes the shot and hits it to Isaiah Horton. Great ball, great catch. See it again right here. Coverage isn't terrible. Look at that ball. The Bowen brothers. Look at this. Pretty as you please. Isaiah Horton with a huge explosive play now. Still facing a third and 11. OU fans don't like that last play. Wilkin Formby with a little bit of a Jawan Taylor. Maybe pre-snap. But Alabama on the move here, facing a third and 11. Marvin Jones Jr. takes that inside rush and then, again, frees up this linebacker, 38. I don't know if Jaden Roberts was supposed to just man up this guy the whole way, but he's not going to get there. And also, this was what we talked about earlier. I thought R. Mason Thomas on this sack, he was winning on the edge on this one. And coming off that injury, I felt like what we saw from him was just speed all night. I think he took maybe one or two inside routes, but he was no problem in terms of counter moves. It was going to be speed off the edge or nothing. But he does cause enough of a problem there. And 38's able to finish it off with the sack. You see Jaden Roberts there. I don't know what the protection rules were there, so I'm not going to get big into who blew it. I mean, just looking at that, you would say perhaps Jaden Roberts. But with the game that Oklahoma ran, it took Formby inside, and then 38 was able to kind of twist around that. A couple different ways you can block that, and I don't know what the plan was there. But Alabama, Blake Dowd did a nice job, by the way, getting an OU pinned back, and give the defense credit, forcing a three and out with OU pinned back. The field position situation had flipped by this point significantly towards Alabama. And so now OU going to have to punt the football. And this isn't pretty. This is kind of JV on a Monday night punt. Dejon Lee, what about this? He sees it, recognizes it. Cole Adams is back here telling everybody to get away. Dejon Lee's like, nah, fam. This thing is on a tee. And I'll give him this. The one thing you don't want to be in that situation is hesitant. If you're going to do it, go get it. And he did. Got a little bit out of it, too, after the catch. So Alabama, again, set up with really good field position. This is 12 personnel. You got Jay Lindsey motioning across the formation here, or into the formation, with Caleb Edwards down here as the inline guy to the right side of the formation. Split zone look. Again, this is one of those situations. I think this is total RPO. I think this is Ty making the decision on give or pull. And I think we heard DeBoer talk about that even in the postgame a little bit, how he liked that Ty on occasion was aggressive with this. And he knows the coverage. Again, he's got on the outside down here. Only thing you worry about a little bit is linemen downfield on these RPOs. And this is Michael Carroll right here. 3 yards is the limit. And he's right at the three. But Ty's going to take that shot against that corner with his best receiver, Bernard. What a catch here. But that's why you make that decision. I mean, even if you don't make the best throw, which that wasn't Ty's best throw, this guy can go get it. I mean, you did wonder simultaneous possession or things like that after the play. But as you watch the replay, it's very clear that initially it's all Bernard. What about that snatch while he's still in the air there to secure it? Johnson does a good job of playing through it, but it's still Bernard at that point. He's clearly down by contact. Then the ball comes out. I will say that in the NFL, I have no idea how that would go. I almost think in the NFL that would be incomplete, right? Did you survive the ground? I thought he did anyway, and then it was the extra after that that forced the ball out, but it's hold your breath with these catch, no catch deals these days. So Alabama with a second and goal from about the 5.5, officially the 6, I guess. And they had run the ball on first down and I thought got it blocked pretty well. Daniel Hill, it seemed like, cut it back into the wash a little bit early. Not always a fan of Ryan Grubb back-to-back run calls, but he gets it right here. Because they come right back to it. They're strong down here into the boundary with Danny Lewis and Josh Cuevas. Bring Bernard in motion. Kind of level it out. And then insert Cuevas across. Sort of split zone. Split zone and duo. And you see Formby kind of get the triple team. Both guards and... And Dahlcourt, or excuse me, I call him Dahlcourt, Brailsford, take care of business down here. Big Mike Carroll in a good spot, but Taylor Wine gets pretty much a free shot. You see Danny Lewis trying to make it not happen that way, but give Big Daniel Hill credit, man. Runs through the trash, runs at 240 pounds and gets in the end zone. And now Alabama is back to that two-score lead with just 7:24 left in the football game at Owen Field. Nah, it's not put you to sleep time yet. You'll see it again here from the back. Yeah, I think Lewis was trying to get to Wine, but it didn't happen. Maybe Carroll was supposed to help him a little bit initially, combo style. Before he went up to the second level. I mean, Wine's a dog. And Hill still is able to run through this enough to get into the end zone. And there it is, the catch again by Bernard that certainly set the stage for that touchdown for the Crimson Tide. So now OU with the football in a 3rd and 8 from its own 27. This is a nice game. This is Kelby Collins that gets it, but man, Quay Rasol getting up the field like that, splitting the guard and the tackle. Guard is in oh crap mode. And this is quick. This is a quick win and finish. Do not let him get out to his arm side. Get him on the ground. Kelby Collins didn't have him against Georgia. Good to have him back. You see it right here. Finishes on the quarterback. So OU forced a punt. Alabama with the football now. 3rd and 5. And OU had started to bang some timeouts. So, you know, this was a big play. This was also, I think, after Alabama had gotten hit with the hold on the punt return by Cole Adams. I talked about this on Aftermath. I would have just loved for Alabama, given where OU was punting from after that sack of Mateer, to just go punt safe and fair catch it. Don't even return it. That way you don't even have to worry about anything that could set you further back. Fair catch it at the 40 or whatever and go from there. But they get hit with the hold. And so it's a 3rd and 5 for Alabama with Brooks motioning out to the field into a trip set. You see Daniel Hill in pass protection mode. Now, he sees it. He's sort of in scan mode. He sees it coming off the edge. He does a pretty good job. The problem is, again, with some of these stunts and games that end up working back through the A-gap, you'll see Cam Dewberry here on Taylor Wine. And this is quick work for Wine. Cam to his keister. Now it's just a matter of making sure you take care of the football if you're Ty Simpson. You know, ball didn't come out, but you know, that's a situation where you didn't really give your quarterback much of a chance outside of a quick glimpse. So 2nd and 10 for the OU offense now, under 5 minutes to play. Alabama bringing 4. Mateer is going to get to the check down this time. Canaan's one of his favorite guys. He's able to get a little bit there to set up a 4th and 5. Field is spread empty for Mateer. Looks like a 3-man pass rush or 4-man pass rush, but it's really 3 because you'll see Noah Carter up here. He's going to settle into a spy mode. You know, going to keep Mateer off of his arm side, right? Out the side door. That's great. The problem is you lose leverage down here. When Pierre goes inside, right there, now you got all this. And you got Deshaun Jones in man coverage. Receiver's going to run him off. Jackson comes up, at least forces the throw, but in doing so, there is a lot of green back there. Keon Sabb with a missed tackle. Give Deshaun Jones some credit, though. He kept playing. This ended up being a huge tackle. Give him a little bump in NIL for that one. At least makes OU play red zone offense, makes OU earn it, and makes OU burn some clock with that one timeout left. This is a pretty nice game, too, with Carter and Deontay Lawson. Deontay is able to flush Mateer up into it. And there you got Carter, and Deontay gets back on it there. And that's going to force OU into a 3rd and 9, and Kane says, you know what? I'm bringing it. You'll see Nakai Hill-Green. This is, ends up being 5. I mean, it's not house because you're dropping out. Looks like Rasul and Jefferson. But you're bringing Nakai Hill-Green, schemed up nice because you got a free runner right up the A-gap. And Mateer knows it. He's got to make sure he takes care of the 3 here in a 2-score game, in a 10-point game. And he just throws it into the 2nd row over there behind the Alabama bench. Green with the pressure. And this brings on Sandell, the nation's top kicker. Although my guy at Hawaii, the Tokyo Toe, they call him, he was a Groza Award finalist in his own right, had a great year. But Sandell from 35-36, this is going to be automatic, right? He's made 24 straight. It's like free throws. You got to deal with some elements even from this. And that is a slicing kick to the left. And on the broadcast, Chris Fowler was certain it was good. But as I watched it, I thought, you know, it can be hard to tell because of the depth behind the upright to the net. You know, you'll see kicks hit the net that by the time they hit the net, they're outside the frame of the goalpost. But, you know, it's 10 or 12 yards back there. Well, that looks like it's pretty tight back there at Owen Field. You'll see it again here on the replay. Fowler's a big tennis guy, so maybe he'll get that. They got the lasers now for in and out calls and service calls in tennis. Maybe we need that. Or maybe just have even higher uprights. I don't know if you could engineer that though. I mean, how tall can you get these uprights before it's a engineering issue? Good snap, good hold. I think he hit it good. But you can see those flags on top of those uprights. What are they doing? They're blowing left. Yeah, right there. And as we know, if it's not completely inside the framework of the upright, it's no good. And this official's looking straight up the pole. And I mean, just based on that look right there, that's not totally inside. So Sandel inexplicably misses a very makeable kick right here. I'm going to show it again. And I go back to the tackle by Deshaun Jones. And just even if they make the kick, it's huge because it's a 7-point game instead of a three. So Alabama with the football now, 2:05 left on a 3rd and 15, lost yardage on the second down run. More RPO, I guess. That's my guess on this with Ryan Williams out here. It looks like soft coverage. I don't like this because this isn't Isaiah Horton's specialty. Okay. Perimeter blocking. And you're really needing him to make a block against a downhill corner right here. And, he's not going to do that. So it was the potential for catastrophe was great at this point. Ends up being a double catch by Ryan. Goes and tries to get what he can. The best thing about this was he stayed in bounds. Really wouldn't have been good if he had somehow ended up out of bounds. Got to punt the football. Just need really Dowd to get this thing out. It was kind of comical in a way because Satania is a guy that you really don't want to deal with in the return game. So you're almost like, okay, Blake, if you hit a 33, 34 yarder that rolls dead or goes out of bounds, that's fine. Just that would be better than maybe a 45 yarder that goes right to Satania that he has a chance to return. And guess what? Dowd gets good foot into this one. And Zatania's going to get a chance. I think that's Zabian down there gunning, doing a pretty good job. Got wiped out. I think that's QB Reese right there at about the 35. Jay Lindsey playing some football. Tight end's able to make a tackle. It ends up being okay, but that's a couple things with that punt. You're worried about the block and you're worried about Zatania. And Alabama survived both. So 2nd and 5 for OU here with 1:41 left, 4-man pass rush. Making him hold it. He does check it down to his back this time. Now you just want to tackle, man. Just tackle and keep people in bounds. He's able to get out of bounds, Blaylock. And then I understand going to try to make this a one-score game as quickly as you can and then go with the onside attempt. And I know Sandell's been hellacious this year, but I think OU checked it down maybe on the next play and the clock's running and then run him out here now to, bang a 51 yarder. And even though he's 8 for 8 on the season from 50 plus, I mean, this is not a gimme. I mean, if you want to help him here, hit something of a chunk anyway. I don't think he caught that one the way he wanted to. And it's short. And inexplicably, he misses his first kick of the season. Sandell's 3 misses this season. His first one and his last two made everything else in between. And Alabama's going to get out of Norman, Oklahoma. With a 34-24 win, you'll see it once again. Just don't hit the kicker either. These are the things I think about in situations like this. I know he's good. Let him kick it. Victory formation. Alabama sits it down, and Alabama is headed to Pasadena, California. Guys and gals, it's always a lot of fun here on Second Watch. Appreciate you tuning in on a Sunday. We're going to have plenty of coverage of Alabama football continuing on the channel. So if you haven't subscribed to Ryer on YouTube, go ahead and hit that subscribe button now. Hit us with a like if you don't mind. And also turn on those notifications. We're kind of random around here, so we don't always know exactly when the content's going to drop. But if you have that notification bell checked, you'll be notified when we do. And so we'll have Talking Tide coming up here in just a little bit. We'll have Second Helping with my great friend, Mr. Brent Beard, also, and some other stuff as well. Have a great rest of your Sunday. And until next time, so long, everybody.